Freedom Guard Fabrications, this is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin. It's Amy with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got done sneezing up a storm, so my nose is running a little bit.
Oh, no, that's not good. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's just allergies, no biggie. But I did want to follow up with you. Is this a better time to get everything set up?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I only need about 5 minutes of your time, and then I can schedule client onboarding for later on when you have time for that.
Okay, that'd be awesome, yeah.
Perfect. So to get everything set up here, I'm looking at the business city is in Northland, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I have the business address as of now is 11715 Spring Drive. Is that a home office?
Yes, so it is my place of residence. I'm just running it out of my garage until we have enough money to get a shop.
No worries. Is it Northland or North Glen?
North Glen.
Okay. All right. And then last name?
Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes, ma'am.
Best phone number for the clients to contact is the one we're speaking on?
This is one of them. And then I also have another one for the other owner.
Okay.
I have like three numbers we could use.
Sure. So for the Google listing, they're going to actually provide you guys with a call tracking number. And so that way you don't have to have your personal information out there. We'll keep the address hidden on Google. We're super protective of all the personal information. But I'm going to send over some text messages now with the number for client support, as well as a 6-minute YouTube video that walks you through how to track your success with the program, in addition to the call tracking services and how that's going to help you out. So you could just take a look at this stuff after, you know, whenever you get time. I know you're probably still in the middle of your work day and we're trying to keep it brief here. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, awesome. And then I do have one question for you as well.
Sure.
So I was kind of thinking about it the other day. Our website domain does not match who we are. If I'm being honest, like, I know it sucks because we just made a whole bunch of cards. Like, I had like 500 made with them on there.
Right.
But I can always write in a new domain over it until I print more, I suppose. Because I was sitting there thinking yesterday when I went on our website, I was like, for one, this isn't even all that nice. And for two, like, it doesn't even fit who we are. So.
Okay. So you do want us to go ahead and provide you with a new one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries.
Is there any chance it could be like FGF.com or something like that, just kind of shorter, so like the abbreviation of the company instead of having like a long domain? Because, I mean.
Yes. So want to have input in domain, please. Okay. They're going to go over your domain options during client onboarding.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, so then you can say what it is that you'd like, and they'll tell you what's available based on what you'd like to have, okay?
Okay, yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, I was just thinking about it, and there's no real reason to keep it. It's not like we're really getting anybody to view it anyway, because our trip did not go as planned, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. That, you know, God always has something better in store for us, though, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're keeping busy. We've got some work lined up, so I'm not too worried. I'll just keep pushing our name out ourselves, because.
Yeah.
Having issues with the other guy that we basically sponsored, so it's not going to be a very fun phone call with him.
Oh, that sucks. That always sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's never fun.
No, it's okay. I just have to make sure we're getting paid.
Absolutely. Number one. That's number one. You know, you got to make sure you're getting paid for sure. Now.
Yeah.
Do you have a logo?
Yes, we do actually.
Okay. And then the service radius on this caps out at about 50, 60 miles, or you can pick specific counties that you want to target or the top 10 cities. Which way would you like to go about that?
Probably counties.
Okay, and what are those?
We'll definitely do Adams County. Mm-hmm. We'll do, I'm trying to think of all the counties actually. Maybe we should just do cities because they're weird out here in Colorado.
Well, you can decide and give them during client interview.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that and
go
through that for sure because I want to make sure we're in the target because, I mean, you guys are totally right. It's not cool that I'm spending money a month for them to not even have my Google pinned.
Exactly. So. We're gonna get all that squared away for you. No worries at all. Now, as far as client onboarding goes, I'm actually full for today. So pick a time tomorrow, starting as early as 8 a.m. Last call is between 4 and 5. So which time frame works best for you?
Let's do the 4 o'clock slot.
Okay. They're going to call you between 4 and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The technician will call you from our 877 phone number just to get everything completely squared away. Right now, you're actually going to receive a notification via email for your client interview information. What it's going to have on it, Dustin, is it's just going to be a link where you can accept the invite, and it's going to drop directly into your Google Calendar. So that way you'll get a reminder, whatever notifications that you have set up on your Google Calendar, if it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Then an hour before the appointment, we do send text message and email reminder as well, because we understand people get busy. So if for any reason you're unable to keep that appointment time, just text, call, email back in and say, hey, I need to reschedule it, okay?
Okay, awesome. And I really do appreciate you guys working with us as much as you have, because it's been crazy the last month.
No worries. So I can't remember, who were you with? Were you with 411 Local?
No, I was with AdIQ.
AdIQ, that's who it is. Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't even really been able to get a hold of anybody in their department, but I will make sure that I get a hold of someone to tell them that, hey, look, I'm not doing this anymore, because I don't want to get stuck paying this month's fee on top of paying this fee, so I just need to cancel it as soon as possible, I guess.
Call your bank and tell them to stop payment, and then
okay.
If you send them an email in writing saying, hey, listen, I want to cancel services, they're going to call you and see what they can do to save you. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the quickest way to do it. Just to make sure you're not getting charged, call your bank and stop payment on the payment itself. That way you're not in a bad situation, okay?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, as long as it doesn't reflect on the company negatively,
They can't reflect it on the company negatively. The only way that they could was if they could go on and, like, lock up your GMB, but they never even got you verified. So the worst that they're going to do is take your website down. You know what I mean? Which we're already going to replace, you know?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So hours of operation?
10 to 7, Sunday to Sunday.
Okay. And then we also have, let me see here. Forms of payment you take, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Actually, now that I think about it, don't list the credit card yet, because we actually don't have the credit card machine set up.
Okay.
So it'd be bad for people to be like, oh, I'll pay you with a credit card. And then we'd be like, actually, we can't take that.
Okay. No worries. So still want the Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, and Zelle?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. So I have everything. Go ahead.
Another question I had for you as well. Do you guys have the, I guess, capabilities of setting it up to where when we put products online, they can order it off of us and then have it, like, paid for and all that through the website?
We don't. That's an e-commerce site, and it's not a service that we currently offer for these categories. E-commerce sites take a lot to brand. We can list the top brands that you work with, and they can order directly through you.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that'd be awesome, because, yeah, I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, there's got to be some way to set it up, but I completely understand that.
Yeah. E-commerce websites can cost anywhere from between, like, $10,000 and $25,000, believe it or not. They're pretty crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because they take constant optimization and reworking and these sorts of things. So it's just kind of a lot. But we're going to take excellent care of you. I have no doubt you're going to love everything that we're doing for you. So right now, what I'm doing is assigning the package to set up payment, and I have you locked in at the $249 rate month to month with no contracts. And did you want to get that started with a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Probably a Visa. Let me log in real quick and see where we're at financially.
Sure.
Just so I can make the best call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a, let me grab my wallet real quick. I think it's a MasterCard, but I could be very wrong too. It's a Cabela's card.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay, it is 5156-7882-3957-9923.
Expiration?
05 of 25.
And the three-digit code on the back?
917.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing payment. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Okay. Wait a minute. It came back invalid account number. I must have hit something wrong. The expiration is May of 2025, and the security code is 917?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get the card number again?
Yeah, for sure. It would be 5156 7882 8957 9923.
9922?
23.
23. Okay.
You'll have a lead generation box, and the main thing is your phone number is there so that they can call.
All right, now it's going. I think you said 88, and I don't think I hit 88. So. That's where the mistake was. So once in a while, I do make a mistake, believe it or not.
Hey, no, that's totally fine. I completely understand that. I mean, we all do.
Right. So
I mean, I made a pretty big mistake this morning, and I ordered too little of material for this job we're on, so I'm going to have to order about another 350 feet today.
Oh, man. Oh, you're going to be all right. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Freedom Guard Fabrication.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Dustin Wilson, owner.
Dustin, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of Freedom Guard Fabrication?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, ma'am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, ma'am.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is it's June 9th, 2021, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. This is a true flat rate. This rate will never go up or change. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the ninth day of every month. Now, should you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, Dustin, we ask that you contact client support just 3 business days before the next billing is due. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Dustin, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate Freedom Guard Fabrications for signing on with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's a lot better than the situation we're in.
It is going to be. You guys have a strong understanding of the timeline. You know everything we're providing for you. And if you do me a favor and look at your cell phone, you're going to see a link there. This is https://my.localsplash.com terms. Go ahead and click on the link I've provided you there. So these
okay.
are the terms and conditions.
It's loading.
And everything I promised to provide for you in writing, I just need you to open it up, scroll to the bottom, type in your first and last name, and hit confirm signature whenever you get it loaded up, okay?
Okay. Okay, awesome.
Perfect. Now, it's going to take you to a screen asking for a username and password. Once that is up, you can bookmark that page, only because that's going to be the tracking and reporting system, but you won't have access to that until about 3 to 5 days' time once we get your system completely up and running. Quick reminder,
okay.
Tomorrow that CI is coming from client onboarding from between 4 and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The text calling from our 877 number, okay?
Okay.
So if you need to speak with me, you can call the 877 number and you can press 1 and just say Amy into the automated system. It'll connect you directly with me. Or you can dial back in on the number we dialed out on and just ask for me directly, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Perfect. Well, you have a blessed day, Dustin. I'm super excited for what this means for the business. Tell the other guys I said, hey.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I will for sure.
Okay,
I appreciate
thanks.
Everything you're doing
you're
for
so
us.
You're so welcome.
So.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.